we need to close the M20 so that we are able to install the bridge deck right across the M20 itself. Now, we can't do the bridge installation with live traffic running underneath the newly proposed bridge. So the closure is to allow us to get the bridge deck installed, right, which spans right across the full width of the M20. We've tried to minimize the impact in the sense that the deck itself has been reconstructed off-site and the closure is limited just to enough time to get the bridge installed right across the M20, really.
Now, when you knocked the bridge down, you actually finished the work ahead of schedule. Are you anticipating to do that this time around with the reinstallation, or is it just too tricky to tell?
Well, we're anticipating a similar turnout, especially if the weather is favorable, really. We've pretty much planned everything hour by hour, and we'll be giving updates to make sure that, you know, this is where our progress is in relation to the plan.
And as far as people who would ordinarily travel on that bit of motorway over the weekend is concerned, what sort of message would you like to give to them, or what advice would you have for them?
We've put in a diversion to allow them to still travel right around as we are still doing the works. At the same time, we've tried to minimize the duration of the closure itself. We'll be doing the works as quickly as we can, try and make sure that once we make a start, it will be non-stop right until the works are completed. And the closure is such that you come off at Junction 4, go up the A228, onto the M2 and back onto the A229 if you're heading coastbound, and as well vice versa if you're heading London bound.
So the diversion is pretty straightforward. Can we also just mention the people who would ordinarily use that Teapot Lane bridge on a daily basis? Because they've been disrupted a bit, haven't they, since it came down in September?
It's mainly the school children, or the pupils really, at the nearby schools. And we've kept them engaged, we've kept them informed, and this is what we're doing. And hopefully, you know, it's we're looking to make sure that once the bridge is put in place, all should return back to normal, and they'll have a better bridge to see them right across the M20, really.